Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word as we return to the rhythm of going daily through the Scriptures, reading an Old Testament reading, a Psalms reading, and a New Testament reading. We really enjoyed the Advent devotional guide, and I'm so grateful for the leadership of Amy Hirsch and the whole team as we went through the book of Jeremiah. But I am also looking forward to starting a couple of new books today. We will begin the book of Genesis and also the book of Mark, and we'll pick back up in the Psalms where we left off in Psalm 29. We're going to switch the way we do things, though. We're going to start with the Old Testament, and then we'll go to the Psalms, and then we'll be in the New Testament. The first three words in the book of Genesis are, in the beginning. In Hebrew, the title for the book of Genesis is, in the beginning. And so this is very pertinent information for us because the book of Genesis is all about beginnings. It's about the beginning of the earth. It's about the beginning of the Hebrew people. And as we continue on, we'll see lots of beginnings. It's interesting that the book of John also begins with these very words, in the beginning. When John says these words, his intention is to remind us that Jesus is active and present at creation. And so let us begin in the beginning with Genesis chapter 1. The title in my Bible says, The Beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. So God made an expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And now let's move over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Syrian like a wild young ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, "Glory!" The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And now let's turn over to the book of Mark. Today we begin this new gospel, this new account of the good news. And it says in the very beginning of this book, this is the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Again, we have another beginning. Mark is going to compile the message about Jesus, but it's interesting how he does it, and I'm leaning on the Bible Project here. They say in the Bible Project that there are three acts. First, there's the act in Jerusalem, where the question in chapters 1 through 8 is, who is Jesus? Everyone is trying to figure out who he is. In the second section, chapters 8b through 10, the question becomes, what does it mean for Jesus to be the Messiah? And so this is on the way to Jerusalem, and this is where we see the transfiguration of Jesus. And then the last section happens in Jerusalem, and the question is, how will Jesus become the Messianic King? And at the end of the Gospel of Mark, we see Jesus become the suffering servant, the one who goes to take on our sins on the cross. And it's interesting that the first person to recognize Jesus as the Son of God for who he really is a Roman soldier. And so let's begin today with the Gospel of Mark. I'll be reading verses 1 through 20 of chapter 1. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As you can tell, my voice is a little different today, but we are persevering, and thank you for putting up with me with a little deeper voice. As we contemplate the scriptures today, I see one thread that is tying them all together. I wonder if you see the same thread. It is the thread of God speaking. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. There are different accounts in Genesis 1 of God speaking and things coming into being through his powerful word. And it says in the psalm today that God does speak in powerful and majestic ways. Listen to verse 9 again. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare, and all in his temple cry, glory. So we see the glory of the Lord in creation as we look around us. All that is created is by his word. And then in the psalm, we're reminded that the different things that happen, that God causes to happen, make us cry out, glory. And then when we get to the book of Mark, we see that the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. And we see Jesus as the glorious one. And God speaks down on him, God the Father, and says, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." And as we read the book of Mark, we will see the glory of the Lord displayed as Jesus speaks. Even here, we see his glory when he says, "Come, follow me. Come and see the glory of the Lord." And so I'm excited about this journey together, and I just want to pray over us even now that the Lord would bless us and help us as we read his word. Please pray with me. Father, thank you for this rhythm of your word and us being intentional to be a part of your word and asking you to speak to us from your word. We thank you, Lord, on this Sunday, on this resurrection day, for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus and for the awaited coming, the second coming of our Lord. In this in-between time, help us to listen attentively for his voice. Help us to be a people who are ready to be on mission, and help us to come and follow after him. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.